نعم السؤال الأول، هل يجوز دعوة الكفار لحضور خطبة العيد؟
هي مفتوحة للجميع، ليس فيها دعوة أو منع، هي مفتوحة للجميع. والكفار دخلوا المسجد، ليس فقط المصلى، بل مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، حضروا وسمعوا، لما بعضهم ربط في سارية المسجد. لكن أنبه بأن لا يكون هناك تشبه في الكفار في قضية المناسبات الأعياد، أن يكون طريقة ابتهاجنا وفرحتنا نفس طريقة ابتهاجهم في أعيادهم، فنحذر من هذا.
The question that was sent was, is it permissible to call and to invite the kuffar to attend the khutbah for Eid lecture? And the Sheikh mentioned, he said, it is permissible, it's open to everyone. Open for everyone to attend the Eid prayer, the Eid lecture. And he said that even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar would enter into the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even it took place that one of them or a few of them, they were tied to the pillars in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's no problem with the kuffar attending the Eid sermon. And the Sheikh mentioned, although we should be very careful that we don't make our gatherings similar to their gatherings. We don't begin to imitate them during our Eid. We do not begin to imitate the kuffar in us performing those actions.
أنبه هنا تنبيه قد يقع عندكم في غير بلاد المسلمين. Attention.
نعم. The Sheikh mentioned, I'm going to mention something specific or something important. It's possible that it takes place common in the non-Muslim land. نعم.
بعضهم يقول نحن ليس عندنا مصلى فنجمع الناس في ميدان.
Some of the people, they say, we don't have a musalla, so we would gather the people in open. Where the khutbah is in Maidan, Shaykhana?
Big area.
A big area. So some of them say we don't have a musalla, so we would gather the people in a large area. نعم يا شيخ.
هذا الميدان إذا كان يقام فيه احتفالات ومناسبات شركية كفرية فلا يجوز أن نقيم فيه المناسبة العيد.
Now, the Sheikh mentioned, so some communities, because they say we don't have a musalla, we a legislated,
So
they say we're going to gather the people for the Salat al-Eid in an open area. Now, the Sheikh said, if that open area is used by the disbelievers for their gathering and their celebration, which are built on shirk, then it's not permissible for the Muslims to use the same area.
أو ساحة مفتوحة.
No, or like an open park area or the like of that. If they use it for their gatherings and their celebrations, then it is not permissible for the Muslims to use that same gathering for their Salat al-Eid.
بل بعضهم يسميها الساحة المفتوحة أو هكذا.
No, even in some countries it's called the open land or the open space, the open land.
ما الدليل على المانع؟
What is the proof that we cannot use these particular areas for our gathering?
حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للرجل الذي قال يا رسول الله إني نذرت أن أذبح إبلا ببوانة.
نعم. The hadith where a person approached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said يا رسول الله I made an oath that I would slaughter in a particular area.
قال هل فيها وثنا يعبد؟ قال لا.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم questioned him. He said, "Are there any idols that are worshipped in that area?" The man said, "No, there are no idols worshipped in that area."
قال هل فيها عيد من أعياد الجاهلية؟ قال لا.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم further questioned, "Are there any gatherings of the days of Jahiliyyah which are celebrated in that particular area?" The man said, "No."
فدل على أن وجود أحد هذين الأمرين يمنع من ممارسة العبادة فيها.
So this is a proof that if any of these two affairs are present in that particular area, that open space, then it is not permissible for the Muslims to gather and perform their Eid in that particular place.
والعيد من الشعائر الظاهرة في العبادة.
And Eid are from the open forms of worship. They are from the open legislative forms of worship.
وكل ديانة لها أعياد وأيام، ولكننا نفخر بعيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى، وهناك عيد أسبوعي وهو يوم الجمعة.
The Sheikh mentioned in nearly every religion they have their gathering and their occasion. But verily we have five. Verily we have five words: Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, and there is one which occurs weekly, and that is Salat al-Jum'ah.